Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Jeff and I had a little Gift of the Magi moment.
I'm getting a real Gift of the Magi vibe here.
Oh, what's that?
Have any of you ever actually read Gift of the Magi?
Well, last Saturday.
Ben bought himself his f***ing Christmas present from me.
I didn't know you were getting me a Christmas present, especially of that magnitude. I bought the limited edition version of the Gilbert Gottfried LP, still screaming, that his wife put out. And I bought it the day that it went on sale. And then I posted a picture of it Saturday night on social media. And Jeff, oh, but I got you that for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So then I felt bad, but.
So you got to take it back, Jeff? Or are you going to keep it for yourself?
Give Tim coal.
And I'll show you my little lump of coal.
Yeah, Jeff's going to give me coal. Yeah, so this week on the show, we are going to determine who will be in the Super Bowl. No, we're going to do all sorts of things. But speculation that I think that the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions will be facing each other in the Super Bowl. And there's a big preview of it on the 15th of December, and I'm going to Steph's house to watch it.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
And then the Lions will win, and then I'll be miserable, and Steph and Pickle will be mocking me.
I really don't think that it's going to be any sort of easy reckoning.
Mm-mm. Well, what happens?
It'll be a bloodbath.
You're going to be mad and I'll have to leave.
I mean, for sure.
Get the fuck out. Just get the fuck out.
I mean, as long as you know that coming into it, that way it won't be awkward. You'll just know, get your shit and leave. Just don't say anything. Just get your shit and get the fuck out of my house.
Get out of here, you Bills. This will be the second time in 18 years that I've watched a football game with Steph and her husband.
The second or third time? This will be the third time, right?
Well, I don't know. I remember that you and Pickle came over to my apartment in Dunwoody and we watched.
You came here sometime and then and you fell asleep on the. You remember when we had the big couch? The couch that took up the whole living room. You like fell asleep? I think you did, yeah.
Did you throw up on Steph's lawnmower?
No. We used to go watch football at this bar in the Vinings area of Atlanta. And we would go, originally it was a Steelers bar, but they showed other games, but we lived next door to it. So we would walk there and I would get so trashed. And this lady had a spittoon and she walked by and I go, can I in it?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my I know. God. That's SA. That's SA.
Yeah. No, not her. The you can't SA an inanimate object.
You sure about that?
Well,
that's SA by association.
SA isn't funny, Steph. So anyway, we predict on this show that will be released on the, I believe, the 23rd of November, that the Super Bowl will be the Detroit Lions playing the Buffalo Bills, two teams who have never won the Super Bowl. Have the Lions ever been to the Super Bowl?
No, they won it before it was the Super Bowl.
So they won the NFL championship.
Right.
It'll probably be the Chiefs and the Eagles again, but, you know, you can't do anything about that.
No, I think it's going to be the Lions and somebody. Whether it's the Bills or the Chiefs, we'll have yet to see.
But this is our pre-Thanksgiving show. And we had an idea a couple of weeks ago for us to try the DiGiorno frozen pizza Thanksgiving pizza Detroit-style crust. In 2023, DiGiorno Thanksgiving Pizza made headlines for its eclectic combination of all the traditional Turkey Day elements piled atop one frozen pizza. They should have made it out of pie crust and put pumpkin on it. It has roasted turkey, gravy, cranberries, green beans, sweet potatoes, crispy onions, and both mozzarella and cheddar cheese on Detroit-style crust. This pizza is available exclusively at Kroger-owned stores, unless you live near me, where they didn't have any, with a suggested retail price of something, although the prices vary by location. So I had to get one in Midtown, but thankfully it's right by where I work. So does everybody who's trying this have their pizza ready to eat?
Yep.
Yeah.
So here we go, trying the DiGiorno frozen Thanksgiving pizza. Steph, what are you going to eat?
Oh, you know... What am I not going to eat? I mean, that's really the thing. There's not enough show to see what I'm going to eat.
Now, people don't like to hear mastication on microphones, but still we're eating it.
Some people do like that, though. I don't like it. It grosses me out. I don't want to puke, but...
It tastes like crust.
Yeah, the crust is really good.
First bite, it's good crust. Very rubbery turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like vegetables on pizza, but and the green beans are too fresh. If they were the mushy ones out of the can, that might be better. I love the crispy onions from the green bean casserole.
Okay. What about the cranberries?
Cranberries.
You can definitely taste the cranberries.
Yeah, but they're not offensive. They just get you. Like, you're chewing. Oh, that's a little great.
Yeah, they're kind of like an every other bite kind of thing.
Yeah.
What about the gravy instead of pizza sauce?
It works.
No, the gravy's good.
Yep. Yeah.
It makes it at least, not sawdust palatable in your mouth. Yeah.
It really tastes like stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, so the stuffing good? Does it taste like stovetop?
Yes. It doesn't taste like that stuff my aunt used to make with oysters.
Oh, God. That's a crime.
That's a southern thing.
It's not bad.
No. Better than I thought it would be.
Would you eat it again?
Yeah, that's good.
No.
It beats the Jeff Bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I'm gonna get another one.
Without the turkey, what would you think?
But the turkey is incidental on this.
Yeah.
All you're tasting is the stuffing and the gravy and the crust. And the
just because you said the turkey was rubbery, that's what I was saying. If it didn't have turkey on it, would you be more into it, you think? You think you'd like it more?
Yeah, my turkey's not really rubbery. I just cooked this, though.
Yeah. Mine's fine,
too. Yeah, I microwave it.
But I think you could easily remove what turkey is there and have a vegetarian experience.
Well, it's got gravy, too. Who knows what's in the gravy?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's probably powder. It's probably powder.
Yeah, probably didn't actually use tallow or anything.
So Jeff and Dustin, you just pulled yours from an oven. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Tim, you just microwaved yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that possibly, Tim, your experience just is not going to be as good as Dustin or Jeff's, no matter what.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's score it. Dustin, 1 to 10.
One out of 10, I'd give it a solid 7.
And yeah, we're comparing
7 also.
Okay.
I'm saying 7, yeah. It's not really a 8, 9, 10 type of thing, but it's definitely better than 6.
Yeah. Well, is there a certain frozen pizza that you guys love? That's your favorite frozen pizza? That's not a fucking weird Thanksgiving festive thing?
I like the one with the pull out the paper mustache that you can poke
screaming.
Screaming Sicilian?
Yeah, Screaming Sicilian.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, those are good.
And it's single serve no matter what size you buy.
Yeah, that's very true. At Kroger in the private selection brands,
it's
truffle and mushroom.
Mm. Yeah, they've got like a goat cheese and marmalade one too.
That's the other one that we get is the goat cheese and marmalade. My son loves that one.
It's pretty good stuff. I'm a freschetta brick oven cheese.
That's good.
That brick oven crust, man, the best.
I bought Pizzeria Uno deep dish pizzas the other day. Little personal ones. You cook them for 30 minutes. They're really good. What makes Detroit pizza Detroit pizza?
The crust.
The crust.
And it's square.
Yeah. Mm.
They cook it in those old pans. It's a real Motor City kind of thing because, like, those pans, I think they're like what? Like old drip pans or something.
They look
shit.
Like, oil drip pans is what they look like.
And that's so it's like that's partially why it became such a Detroit thing because it's part of the whole car industry deal. So when you cook the crust in those pans, it gives it that crispy, which is Detroit style is not my favorite pizza. My favorite is New York style.
Mine is New York, but I do like Detroit style better than Chicago. Now, I got a green bean right here, right on the edge where, it cooks and it looks crispy. I'm going to bite that.
Bite it. Bite the bean.
Wouldn't be the first time I bit a meat. All right, we have to get it out of the way. Listen, we all watched it a week ago. Every video that Everybody that's going to talk about it has already put their videos up, but you don't have our video. You don't have us talking about it. You don't have us sitting in our homes on a Friday night watching Netflix buffer all night like it's 2006, and you're trying to watch a video on YouTube. You waited and waited and waited and waited, and finally, I think, midnight, the fight started? Midnight.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was probably the worst boxing match anyone's ever seen. Michael Irvin from whatever network he's on. He used to play, of course, for the Cowboys. Was he on Fox?
I think so, yeah.
He was there. A lot of Cowboys are there because, of course, they had it at, Everything's Falling from the Roof Stadium. And Jerry Jones.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were there.
Yeah, I know.
A hundred of them.
Yeah. It's a lot of going all the way back to when Debbie worked for them. I have to say that I didn't see the first fight because I was having my own fight trying to get my son to go to bed, which is now a challenge for some reason. But I did watch the second fight, which is the welterweights, Mario Barrios versus Abel Ramos.
That was a good fight.
It was an excellent fight. So people who aren't used to watching boxing, who tuned in to watch that, they got a really good boxing match. And you forget, if you're in the MMA and stuff like that, just how different boxing is. You can't grapple, you can't kick, you can't wrestle, whatever they do. I'm not knocking MMA, but there's a different type of science that goes into this boxing. And they put on an amazing show. And you could tell that they were friends because at the end of the fight, they hugged each other. That ended in a split decision. And then after that, you had a couple of ladies wailing on each other. I'm not a big fan of women's boxing, not because I'm a misogynist. I just don't get any joy out of watching two women pummel the shit out of each other.
I like it.
Well, you're a woman. I get it. You want to see.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't watch women's NBA. It's such an inferior. Can't watch it. I mean,
two basketball.
Yeah, you can't. They can't do half the crap that dudes do. Wow, you're technically gifted, dunk it. But anyway, boxing though, I feel like that's to me a lot more on the same level as the men.
It was a good
fight. Not boxing a man, but it's the same thing.
Freaking brutal,
brutal
fight.
That Amanda Serrano had that big gash on her face.
After the fight,
that Katie Taylor kept headbutting her, the Irish lady.
Well, that's what they kept saying when the lefty goes against the righty. That happened all the time.
Yes, but Amanda Serrano was not having it. She was very upset at the end of the fight. But that unanimous decision and Katie Taylor won. And then you had all the hype, and then you get to the very last fight of the night. And I forgot that it was 8 2-minute rounds. Where Jake Paul fought a 58-year-old man whose nipples are just pointing south. As soon as I saw his nipples, I'm like, he's out. Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. kept talking about, I don't like his legs. I don't like his legs. I don't like his legs. And for some reason, Rosie Perez was there. I didn't know she was a big boxing aficionado.
You got the numbers wrong.
Neither did she.
She just happened to be in Dallas and they needed somebody. I don't know. She was fine, but I was just like, Rosie Perez? I don't remember that. And then I don't know the name of the other guy, the main guy, but he was a little hyper. I thought he should be selling encyclopedias or a way to get money from the government in an infomercial. But he was annoying with his purple jacket and his dyed hair. Blah, 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 blah.
Then you had Cedric the Entertainer looking like he was selling Soul Glow.
Yeah, well, he had a fez on, so he was headed to Turkey right after that fight.
Have you watched all the videos about saying it was all rigged?
Yeah, Michael Irvin said it was rigged.
Yeah. There's a lot of these ones showing Tyson in the first round really going after him, and then Jake Paul tied him up, and they say Jake Paul whispered in his ear, hey, take it easy, man. I tapped him on the shoulder and said, okay.
Yeah, he hit him in that first round. He went after him and tagged him really good, and that was the last hit he ever got.
You
need the $20 million.
I don't blame the dude.
I don't blame him either, but I went and looked at the top 10 heavyweights in the world right now. There's no way they could beat any of those guys. None. I want to see Jake Paul fight you know, that Ukrainian guy who's the champ right now, whose name I don't remember. And then there's Tyson Fury. I think he did. He fight him, Tyson Fury? No, I don't think so. Tyson would have beat the shit out of him. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's the kind of boxing match I want to watch, is a real one. And this was the 2-minute rounds. And by the third round, Tyson was gassed. So you're just watching 5 more rounds, 10 more minutes of the boring, boring, boring dancing around. And I think in the, like you guys were saying, in the first round, if Tyson had used his uppercut, which he didn't use, I guess he wasn't allowed to or something. That's what Michael Irvin said, that there were, he wasn't allowed to use his uppercut. Tyson, if he had gone at him, would have knocked him out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing is, because Tyson's so old and he doesn't have the legs and he doesn't have the reflexes that he had, if he had gone in like that, because of the height and the arm length and stuff, Paul could have hit him pretty bad, too. So, I don't know. Those kind of spectacles are just dumb. And let's talk about the fact that on Christmas Day, there are 2 NFL games on Netflix that are going to be streaming. Are we going to have the same problem?
Yeah, I want to watch the red circle spinning versus the black screen
of death. And then, if it did it too long, Netflix gave you homework to do. Well, you need to do... I'm not doing that homework. I'm just going to exit the app.
And every time I turned it back on, the fucking closed captions kept coming on. I was like, yeah. Knock the fucking closed captions.
When it would go out on the TV, I had my phone, and I would go to the phone, and it would work. When the phone would go out, I'd go back to the TV.
Well, Jake Paul, there was... Either way, if he won or lost, he lost by taking the match as far as, like, public opinion, because you beat an old man or you get beat by an old man. Either way... You look
stupid. I'd rather get beat by an old man than beat up an old man.
I mean, either way, it's not a good look.
Yeah. No, but the better look would have been for Tyson to have knocked him out. And then it proves, okay, this guy still has strength and muscle memory and stuff and still has the ability. But once you saw his legs, there's no way. There's no way.
Backstage, like, once you saw his ass, you knew
his ass was a problem. I had to pause it.
Really dragging.
Yeah. Well, it dithered on that. Got cottage cheese in his ass. So what about, okay, we thought about some dream bouts that you could do if Netflix could put them together. Some dream bouts. Rocky versus Mr. Beast. So that'd be Stallone. Is that peak Rocky or late in life Rocky?
Current age Rocky.
Oh, okay. So Sylvester Mr. Beast.
I'm going draw. I'm going to say a draw on that one. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Beast versus Mr. Magoo.
Oh yeah!
Oh, me.
Draw.
Hi, here we go. Charlie. Should I do Charlie's voice? No, I better not. George Foreman versus PewDiePie.
Oh, come on, Foreman. I still think would beat the crap out of him.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then I would go with George Foreman. Lennox Lewis versus Sean Evans from Hot Ones.
I think. Yeah, I'll go for Evans on that one.
I think I could probably take him. Nobody remembers Lennox Lewis. He was a good fighter. Or he was just really big. Tex Cobb versus the Haktua girl. You remember Tex Cobb?
Sure.
He was very remarkable in Raising Arizona.
Yeah. You got flies.
This place is climate controlled. Who the hell are you?
Slithered Spald. My friends call me Liddy. But I got no friends.
What's your name? Bend over. Ben? Victor Hugo.
Jake Paul versus Ron Paul.
We're all losers for that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about how a fair tax would be.
What if it's a tag team? Jake Paul and Logan Paul versus Ron Paul.
And Rand Paul.
Oh, God.
A tag team boxing match. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Joe Rogan versus Frankie Valli.
News radio, someone, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Someone needs to put that guy out of his misery, though.
Did you guys watch Your Mama's House, where they were talking about Frankie Valli?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know who put this in here, but I laughed when I saw it. Chaka Khan versus Farrakhan.
That was me.
Farrakhan, let me punch you, Farrakhan. All I want to do. I feel for you. Jimmy Superfly Snuka versus Brundlefly from The Fly.
Hey, brother. going to do it.
Fuck, he's going to do it.
He's actually going to do it.
Well, what's he going to do?
Oh, come on, what's he going to do?
You know, I met Jimmy Snuka one time.
Yes.
I tell you this story a million times.
You've told us this story many times.
Many, many times.
Many, many times.
Many, many times.
Dear God, so many times I must have looked like a complete ass.
Armie Hammer versus Hannibal Lecter. I'm going to give the edge to Hannibal Lecter. By the way, Armie Hammer doing a podcast with his mother now.
Yeah.
A sad, creepy podcast.
No, it's a cooking missing persons podcast.
It's a cooking show.
You said cooking missing persons.
Yeah. It's a cooking missing
persons. So those are our dream bouts. Post yours in the comments. So we'll read them next week. If there's something that we left out or something you thought would be funny, post them in the comments. Who would you like to see box, even though they're never really going to do it?
Who is actually excited about the Academy Awards next year? Me. Because Conan is hosting, so I think it's going to actually be good for the first time in a while.
Well, you know what? Wicked's going to win everything, so I'm maybe going to bother to watch the other movies.
I'm just going to watch the opening and Conan's stuff. You know he's going to make it so funny.
Well, he'll have a good monologue for sure.
Now, here's the thing. How much of it is going to be anti-Trump jokes, or will they just go back to their old style of just being funny?
I think they'll just be funny.
That's what I think.
I think everybody is going to be a little bit more leery about Trump jokes.
You
now
think
that he's president again? I think they're going to watch because everybody knows he's vindictive and spiteful. So they're probably better off to shut the hell up and go on about their lives.
I want Conan and thrown in jail. Kill that Conan O'Brien in jail.
Now, that'll be good. I'm glad to see that they finally, you know, have somebody that people like hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought this just hit me so crazy when I saw that Trump picked his pick for the transportation secretary is Sean Duffy.
Who's Sean Duffy?
Sean Duffy. He is a former congressman. He was on The Real World. Season 6, Boston. Me and all my friends were obsessed with him. He was the lumberjack from Wisconsin. Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And when I saw him, I was like, holy shit. And then I realized he's married to Rachel Campos from Season 3 of The Real World. She was on there with Pedro, and she had a problem because, you know, she was like a hardcore conservative Catholic, and Pedro had AIDS and blah, 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 and all this other crap. So the two of them are married, and they have 9 children together.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Did she eat Bob Dole's peanut butter?
She's on Fox News. She does a Fox News thing or whatever.
Is he? No, he's a congressman.
He was.
Okay.
He's not anymore. But yeah, he's like he's a prosecutor and all this other kind of crap. Either way, I just think it's so crazy that here's Gen X rolling up on the set from the freaking Real World.
And hell yeah. I'm on his team. I'm the team Duffy.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Who do you think, you know, what role is he going to get Puck to play in the current administration?
I can't believe it. You're fucking right. Real World people are now running the world.
Yes, from the fucking... They were on the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Him and his wife, that's where they met.
God.
Anyway, it's just everything is so surreal now. I mean, and you know, the president is also a reality show star, so...
Yes, he was.
Anywho, Ben Affleck says, don't worry, y'all, that movies are going to be one of the last things that are replaced by AI. Yeah, he says it's unlikely to happen because AI is a craftsman at best. And I want to know what you guys thought about that.
Have you seen how quickly AI has developed and how quickly they've been able? I mean, Dustin's making these little 3-second things that look really good. And there's AI that's way better. I think Affleck is wrong. They need the union to prevent it from happening.
I think that in part he's right just because it is a tool to be used the right way. And with it being used, companies that he's been trying to get off the ground, small independent movies, his whole career, that's kind of been him and Matt's back side business, you know, for decades. And because of, in, you know, technology like this, you can add things to a movie that wouldn't have the budget for it, or be able to use it to make movies flow out in production faster. So in that aspect, I agree with him. But yeah, I don't think it's going to, you're going to be able to have an executive have an idea for a movie, type it in, and then it spits it out. That's never going to happen, or at least not in the
our right. lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I want an endless Seinfeld episode. I want that back.
Yeah, I would love to go, here's what happened to me today. Now, turn it into a Seinfeld episode. You know, and it's just the whole script for it.
The people across the street have a giant skeleton. They put a Santa hat on it.
Those pieces of crap. Yes. Did you want me to talk about that?
We'll talk about it on Radios in the Dark.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Jeff, did you put this story in here about this dude who was stealing toilet parts?
No, I did.
Well, then you tell it.
Well, this very industrious young man was stealing metal pieces from toilets and selling them to buy meth. From a hospital. He was taking these parts from the hospital. And the reason I put it in here, it made me think of that old Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time, where the guy works at the car manufacturer and he just takes different parts home and builds his own car.
You guys ever watch Star Trek, Dave.
You don't know Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time.
I don't know that song either. I don't know it either.
You don't?
No. No,
but you convinced me. I believe you totally. It's a Johnny Cash song.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49, and I went to Detroit on an assembly line. The first year, they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. And then it goes, he just takes one piece every time in his lunchbox. And the very end of the song goes, well, it's a 59, 50, wait, well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52 automobile. So, anyway, the guy took it, but he didn't build a new toilet, a magic toilet out of all these parts. He sold the shit.
A magic toilet. So this guy got busted, though.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
So anyway. he's gonna go do time for stealing toilet pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really going to run the prison, I guess, with that story.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You got to get a look at him. He might not be running anything.
They called him the engineer.
Yes. Hey, you like that Johnny Cash song? That
didn't happen. Can you take apart this toilet, dude? Well, speaking of jail, thank the Lord and just all things that this stupid piece of crap, Susan Smith, got denied parole. So happy about that.
Good.
Mm.
And they never need to let her out. And she was all like, I'm a Christian. Blah, blah, blah. And her husband, he came and he testified and he said, yeah, she's never shown any remorse about killing our children, like ever. Did he get remarried? Please don't let her out.
Did he get remarried and have more kids? I hope so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's terrible. And I'm glad that she never got, that she's not getting out. Because she lied. Would she blamed that she was made a racist thing.
No,
she blamed
for those that don't know who she is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forget that people don't know who she is. This was like a huge story for all of us. We all knew who she was. Well, she strapped her two kids into the car. And I think it was like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And she just pushed the car into the lake. And and she let it sink. And then she acted like the kids were stolen. Right.
Nationwide manhunt for these kids. Yeah.
Yeah. But she had been carjacked and they took the kids, blah, blah. And then they come to find out, no, she just killed her own kids because she just didn't want to do this anymore. So she says, the mental state that she was in at that point, da 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 da. But the husband, like he said, she's never shown remorse for it. So
you don't wonder why they let people like that live. Like that guy that was convicted today in Atlanta or in Athens or whatever for the Lake and Riley story. He has life in jail without parole. That's fine. He's never getting out of jail. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing of it is I mean, you'd have to say if you're the other parent in this, if you do let her out, I am going to probably unalive her. So you should just keep her in there.
That's what the dad said?
No, I'm saying that I can imagine that.
That's probably what he was thinking. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It would be pretty hard to, yeah.
10 years old now.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you did that to my dogs, it would, until my last breath, I wouldn't be happy until something horrible happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can't imagine. Well, here's Mother of the Year. Josh Brolin, he's got a new biography coming out that he's a memoir that he has written. It's coming out this Friday. And in this memoir, he talks about his mom, who was like a huge animal conservationist or whatever. She used to sick wild animals on him and his brother sometimes, like as a joke. Why? She thought it was funny, and they both said, I mean, like, you know, freaking leopards and crap.
Yeah, she
I mean,
had just lions.
Like, yeah.
They both had two lions in their house. Yeah.
And they would have to just run and book ass and hide somewhere. But he said it was like nothing for you to have a big swart mark across your chest from a big wild animal.
That's horrible. What about his dad? What was he, banging Barbara Streisand while his kids are getting sliced up?
Of course he was. Yeah. Exactly. He was doing Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, Mr. Herman.
Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Yes, I understand.
All right. Well, I know our Kevin Smith freaks on the show. Are you excited about this possible developing of Dogma Part 2?
Yeah, I hope Ben and Matt come back. Yeah.
Alan Rickman going to be in it?
As a ghost?
I don't think so.
And George Carlin?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith says that they owe him, Matt Affleck and Matt Damon, since they never gave him credit for Good Will Hunting, and he made that movie.
Yeah, he came out with another statement after this got so much press, and he said that all of this kind of stemmed from a tweet that he made that where he had written in his head the first few minutes of a sequel for Dogma. It hasn't been put to paper yet. So yeah, he said, don't get too excited.
This was at the 25th anniversary, right? Is whenever this story kind of came out.
Yeah.
But he did just get the rights back, and now he can put it out on physical media and send it to streaming and all that.
Yeah, he's going to tour with it, too.
Yeah.
A live Q&A with it, yeah.
Well, I'm going to get a book of these Betty White stamps that are coming out to honor her in 2025. How about you guys?
I kept trying to think of a good stamp joke, but the best stamp joke was told in 1975 by Chevy Chase.
The post office announced today that it is going to issue a stamp commemorating prostitution in the United States. It's a 10-cent stamp, but if you want to lick it, it's a quarter.
I'm going to buy a sheet of these and keep them, because I like Betty White. I think that's a cool thing.
I love Betty White.
By the way, you can find nudes of her. She used to do with those naughty playing cards.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I want to see her as Rose Nylund.
Nude? No, you don't.
Yeah. Like, well, all of them, just the whole, all the Golden Girls, like in a daisy chain.
Well, thanks to AI, you can make that happen.
No, I don't want it.
There's some things that AI might refuse to do.
Yeah, you get a back. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God. Well, last but not least, I just want to say, Denzel, yet again, solidifies my love for him when he says that people better realize they are being manipulated by both political sides. So don't be thinking, like, just because you're one or the other that you know anything, because you're both slaves.
He's right.
To nonsense.
He's absolutely right. And I'll give you an example of that. All the people that, celebrities that are leaving or left X and went over to Blue Sky, one of them in particular being Rob Reiner, trying to come to grips with something that bothers him very much. I like Rob Reiner. I always have. I don't care about people's politics. But what he did is he went to this place. I'm leaving Twitter, X. I'm going to Blue Sky. So he goes there and he posts, you know what? The best thing for me and my family is to just put this behind us and deal with it and just move forward and try to find happiness. And he got brigaded by people telling him not to do that and calling him names. He's like, I don't know how I win. So he goes to a place that's supposed to be safe for him, and he's just getting bombarded by people. You need to fight. The guy's almost 80 years old. Let him have a life.
Yeah. Oh, geez, man.
Make fewer declarative statements.
Yeah. Or just, I joined Blue Sky, and I followed four accounts. Frank Santopadre, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, Dana Snyder, and Cliff Nesteroff. And then I've been blocking like mad because they force all that stuff into your feed. But it's just like Twitter. But those are the people that left that I liked following on X. So I want to follow them there.
That's all my news.
Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
Hello, America. I'm Casey Kasem. This week, we go back to November 23rd, 1973. The number one song in the country was Photograph by Ringo Starr. The number one movie, The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill. And the number one television show in the country, All in the Family. Speaking of meatheads, and I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to American serial killer John Eric Armstrong, who was convicted of killing five female sex workers in Detroit, Michigan, but is believed to have murdered at least six more women between 1992 and 1999. Too bad for John they weren't counted, because it kept him out of the Serial Killer Hall of Fame in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. Better luck next time, John Eric Armstrong. Now, on with the countdown.
In the podcast universe, I did not listen to an awful lot this week, but someone else can go first. Jeff, maybe you can go first.
Yeah, I listened to Superfly about the Lakers game. Tell Steve Dave. I listened to that Josh Brolin on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the book a lot. Spare Parts, new podcast about Letterkenny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
And I listened to Felipe Esparza on Harlan Highway today while I was at work.
How was that?
It was good. I wish I would have watched it.
I interviewed him about a month ago, and I never put it on air because he wouldn't get off his speakerphone. So not only is it hard to understand him, but he was on speakerphone. But he was funny. He's very funny.
Yeah, I listened to the Very Nadive show. This is the ex-producer of YMH. He left, you know, last year. He was the one that pretty much created and built the entire Your Mom's House podcast network. And then he ceremoniously quit and started his own podcast. And the Y-Files, they had a new episode on cryptids that came out this week.
Watching that tonight.
Yeah.
You got me back into that.
Good.
I think it's a good podcast. I don't even hate the fish anymore.
I listen to Talking Pictures. That's that podcast from Turner Classic Movies hosted by Ben Mankiewicz, where he interviews different celebrities. And the episode, not the latest one, but the one before that, he had Bill Murray on.
And I listened to that. It was real good.
Really good.
Talk about the old movies and stuff.
Yeah, and I think that he gets Bill to open up quite a bit about like his childhood and losing his dad, and it was a really good conversation.
Yeah. And so Bridget Everett's on the next one.
Yeah, I saw that. That's the latest episode.
I'm gonna listen to that. Yeah,
but all of his episodes are great. He's such a good interviewer. So yeah, Talking Pictures. It's on any of your podcatchers.
I listened to Tim Dillon Saturday night when it came out during the day. I listened to it in the evening. I checked out Where Everybody Knows Your Name. With Bill Hader, and it was just Ted Danson. Lex Friedman, I can take or leave this guy, but he has interesting guests, and he doesn't talk a lot. He lets the guests talk. I don't know if you've ever listened to him, but he had this guy on named Rick Spence, and it was all this really cool conspiracy stuff, so I dug it. Saturday Night Network, Everything You Need to Know About SNL Season 17. I just really love the way these guys break down, and they have a lot of other content, SNL related content, in their channel. So if you're interested in that, you can check them out.
Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they're still proudly serving East Metro Atlanta, and they have been for 40 years. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is the place to be this fall. Did you hear we changed it? It's football, cold weather, unless you live in Atlanta. Their featured beer selection this fall is Monday Night Brewing's Oktoberfest. It is a German-style Märzen Lager with noble German hops for a subtle bitterness and a smooth, balanced finish. Perfect for the fall. They've got the best gyros, euros, pizza, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Dustin knows he eats there every day. Stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and on Saturdays from 12 to 9. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. So if Dustin's there that night, you might have a good shot at winning. Their food truck is also available. Just contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule your event. And Mike says, thanks for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support. Thank you for all your support to the best pizza place around. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for, dummy? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005, which is almost 20 years. With a fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
You can leave us comments on this very video, or any video. We won't see them if they're, well, who knows. But we'll see them if you leave them on this video. And we'll read them for you. It's that simple. And we also do polls. So this week we have three or four comments here. Fuxi says, Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend tried faking his death so his son would get insurance money. He was discovered by an investigator who set up a website devoted to his disappearance. The website had a section devoted to sightings, and the guy kept checking in to see if people had found him. I didn't know that. Kevin Jackson writes, based on your guys' recommendations here and on Facebook, finally decided to pull the trigger on the penguin. And I have to say it was pleasantly surprising how much I liked it. It was funny that the bat signal came up after all the events of the show went down. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. I guess they needed him to help get a cat out of a tree or something. I'm sure they don't want to give Batman anything else important after how monumentally he fucked up last time. The Tyson fight seemed very fake to me, and I don't say that lightly, but the woman fight that preceded it was awesome. Best part of the Two Bears podcast with McConaughey was when they brought up the little person movie he did.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Yeah, when they show the clips and everything, that's when Gary Oldman comes on, he just starts cracking up.
I gotta listen to this. It's on YouTube, right? Idiot Tim.
To his point, that is exactly why Batman didn't show up. He said that Batman 2 is going to deal with Batman figuring out he thinks he's responsible for the flooding and all the devastation. So he didn't want to jump back in so fast.
It was so long to wait without any Batman content. I don't know if I can take it. I'm being serious. That book that Kevin recommended in The Penguin, I'm going to have to start over again. Fuxi also adds, Hundreds of Beavers is my next watch. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he's already recommending it to people on Facebook.
And Brett Perkins wrote underneath that, oh, nice beaver. We did a couple of polls. One of the polls was, who are you rooting for in the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight? 0% for Jake Paul, 65% for Mike Tyson. Just Here for the Chaos comes in at a strong second at 20%, and Didn't Watch It, 15%. What do you think of the Penguin finale? 67% of the people loved it. 5% said it was okay, 0 disappointed, and 29% said I haven't watched it yet. Hopefully, we didn't spoil it for you. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and do Views or Snooze.
Is Views
or
and Snooze.
Views.
And we're back. Yeah, last week was Cross, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm hearing it's really good. Cobra Kai, which I watched all of them, but it's not over yet. They broke it into another segment that's going to air
in 2025
sometime.
They were at the Tyson fight. They were, yeah.
And Sila, which I watched the first one of that. It looks real. It's good. I don't know what the hell's going on. She got out. She's not dead.
Yep.
Season I watched two. Cross. It was all right.
Yeah? You going to keep watching it?
I doubt it. I wish they would have got Tyler Perry to play him.
Yeah. All right, this week, A Man on the Inside, new Ted Danson show on Netflix. Looks
is
good.
It comedy?
Mike Schur, yeah.
Mm.
The guy that made The Good Place. And
what happened to that show he did where he was the mayor? God, that looked
good. Yeah, that show got canceled.
I know, but it was the pilot was really good. And then
the whole show was funny, I thought.
Yeah.
Bobby Moynihan. Sex Lives of College Girls comes back. I'm looking forward to that. That comes back on the 21st.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's good.
What's that show about?
The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Do you think I'd enjoy it?
There's titties. You'd probably like it.
I don't like titties. Get out of here.
There's cock.
I love cock. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
And Jim Gaffigan's special, The Skinny, on Hulu on the 22nd.
I'm down.
This is the first of the Hulu stand-up specials. They're doing one a month now.
Is it live?
No, but it's the first one of their comedy specials on Hulu.
That's a definite views for me. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Let's do some staff picks. Mine is very easy and self-serving. Cake Toppers and Cookie Cupcake Cake. Those are two new shows on Hulu. You can binge watch all of them. And of course, they're Buddy Valastro's shows.
I can't wait. I'm going to watch them both.
I had an interview with him. God knows when it's going to air, because not only do we have Georgia football, but we have Georgia basketball. So who the hell knows? But he was really cool, and Steph gave me some great ideas. And when I brought both of those ideas up, he had a great time when we ran with them.
Oh, cool.
We did a little bit on celebrity chef boxing and who he would pick. And he goes, well, they're my friends, you know. I said, well, you're the ref. You're the referees. He goes, okay. And so I won't spoil any of those. But I got the feeling after talking to him, actually, I had to watch the premiere episodes of both of those shows. And our old co-host, Ira Malkin, and then the guy who played Benny on The Sopranos, he is those two guys rolled into one.
That is it. That's 100% him.
But hey, if you like getting high and watching people make cakes, those are your shows.
Yes, please.
So those are that's my staff pick.
Anthony Jeselnik's got a new Netflix special coming out called Bones and All on the 26th. That's mine. And I also watched the Adam Ray, Dr. Phil special. It was very funny.
That good?
Yeah, it was really good. The real Dr. Phil came out, and you could just see how good Adam Ray's impression was. Mm-hmm. When the real Dr. Phil is sitting there and they're doing each other, like the voices back and forth.
That's awesome.
Adam Ray's impression is like dead on. And then a bunch of other people came out. Patton Oswalt, Jay Farrow, Joe Gatto.
Let's see. Mine is a YouTube channel. You guys know I've been reading the Dungeon Crawler Carl books or listening to them. And the narrator for all those books is a guy named Jeff Hayes. And he has a channel called Sound Booth Live. And what's cool about it is he actually does his recordings for the Dungeon Crawler Carl books on like a Facebook or YouTube Live. So he doesn't, he's in the booth and he's got his chat going, and he literally will just do one sentence at a time and add in the sound effects, do the different voices, and he's doing all of it real time. And now he's recording book 7 and I'm on book 4. So I'm trying to skip around and just listen to little clips just so I don't spoil the story for myself. But it's amazing to see how the guy works, and him to do all the voices live is pretty neat.
I got to check that out. It might help me be better at doing those. I'm still, my cousin's book is still waiting for approval on Audible.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, but it's really good. It's good. It's good to interesting to see somebody do that, because I was unaware of how that process worked, or at least the process he uses to do it.
Sorry, I just had to jam in my plug. Sorry, Dustin.
My pick is the St. Denis. It's a new comedy that's on Peacock with Wendy McClendon Covey and David Alan Greer. And it's a shot just like The Office, Parks and Rec, you know. But they have truly captured that feeling. It's so good. I laugh so hard. It's really good. So I highly recommend it. If you like that style of comedy, there, and Wendy McClendon Covey can't go wrong.
Hell no.
The perfect role for her. Huh?
Was she the one from Fargo?
She's in the Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Reno.
Reno 911.
She played.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the female cop from season 2 of Fargo.
No.
That's
she's the one that's. She's from Reno, the whore.
The blonde headed one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Speaking of Fargo, is that new Billy Bob Thornton show started yet?
Yes, no. There's two episodes.
Yeah. Oh, it is? The Oil Man or whatever?
Yeah. Yep. You watch them? Are they good?
I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen clips, but yeah.
I'm going to watch it. Oh, and my other pick, though, just real quick. Tex-Mex Motors comes back this Friday. Season 2, 11/22. I've tried everywhere in the world to get Jamie to come on here. But, we had Rabbit on here last year, and he knows while they're filming this that he is not going to make it. So it's going to be one of those shows. If you watch it, it's bittersweet to watch him and also know that he knows he's not going to make it while he's making the show. And he did everything he could to finish the show.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, you could become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member and support our show. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level. At any level, you'll have access to our weekly Radios in the Dark after show that we record when we're done with this one. And that comes out on Wednesdays. And if you're looking for it today, I have forgotten to put it up. So I'll put it up as soon as we're done with the show. You know what? You can be a producer. You know what that is? You spend $25 a month to produce this show, and you get a producer credit. Not only do you get the credit where we read your name every week, and, you know, that could be boring, I suppose, unless you like hearing your name read, but you can get a T-shirt from our T-shirt shop, and I will draw a picture for you, or you can pick up, you just ask me, and I'll send you a bunch of samples, and you can pick from there, and I'll get you a print and sign it. But anything you want. And in the new year, we will definitely have new merch that you can get. And we're going to change everything up. But anyway, it doesn't matter right now. I want to say thank you to our executive producers, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D., Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. So don't forget, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Now, the YouTube page that we have worked on for so long, Dustin has done all the work. Dustin has worked on for so long to make this really awesome looking show every week with a lot of production value. I think it looks amazing. My son, he won't watch it with me because he wants to watch cartoons Saturday morning. So I got to wait, but that's okay. He'll eventually want to watch it. But what does he know about the Penguin? I don't let him watch that kind of TV. No, there's a lot of work put into this show. And we got to say, how much, what were you telling me today? 25,000 hours of viewing?
Yeah, we hit the 25,000 viewing hours.
And what does that mean?
It means that we're a channel that people come to regularly and watch more than, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. So it's becoming something that YouTube puts a focus on when you hit a milestone like that.
Oh, good. Start sending us some ad revenue, YouTube, please. Thank you. Remember to like and subscribe this YouTube video that you're watching and turn on the alerts, all that stuff. And leave a comment because we love to read your comments and share them with us. And other than that, I got nothing else to talk about.
Oh, I want to say two things. One, shout out to Chris Chandler, who, you know, he started fostering at Barkville. You know, it's been probably about 3 years now he's been doing it. He just sent me a message. He had this German Shepherd for, I think he may have had her for 2 years. She was very hard to place, and he sent me a message today and said she finally got, I think, her forever home. So I just want to say, Chris rocks. I mean, the fact that he's had this dog forever, dude. I thought he was just going to give up and adopt her, and he was like, hell no, this dog's getting adopted.
But he kept her until...
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. He did it forever. Yeah, it really was. And I thought that was really great of him. And you guys know that one of our producers, Chelsea... She, for like her first signed track, it's releasing in 8 or 9 days through G Mafia Records.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. So
we should have her on to talk about it for a minute.
Yeah. I'll send you the link or whatever, but you can like pre-save it now.
Yeah. Please send us the link. And then, if you don't mind, ask her if she wants to come on and talk about it for a little bit.
Congrats to her, though.
Hell sure, yeah. All right. Congratulations to Chelsea. We will talk to you guys next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the Radio.